I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
So we're very much into just start with humble beginnings and really let the market and the community speak to us.
That's Tasha Klockow, who, along with husband Andy, own Klockow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. Andy's the brewer, and Tasha plans and organizes the many events held here, from weekly live music performances to improvisational comedy, readings by authors, paleontology talks, just to name a few. It was this varied mix of programming, held in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, along with some good locally brewed beer, that made me want to sit down and talk with them.
So we opened in October 2017, so opened for a little over a year and a half at this point. I'm actually from the Grand Rapids area. I grew up here, graduated from Grand Rapids High School, and met Andy in the cities when we lived in the cities for the better part of a decade. And he was brewing down there, and we decided to start a business up here once we decided to start a family together.
Yeah, I'm from northern Wisconsin originally, a small little paper mill town called Park Falls. So being in Grand Rapids is actually kind of like being close to home again, really. And basically got lucky and was really into homebrewing and music, and met a guy while I was working at Guitar Center who was starting a brewery in Lionel Lakes. And he picked me up as an apprentice brewer and worked for him for 3 years before we decided to take the leap and decided that Grand Rapids was the perfect place to open a brewery.
Yeah, I got kind of spoiled growing up because Grand Rapids is kind of a cultural oasis, and I never realized that until I left town and how lucky we were to have such a rich arts community. And I remember so many of my classmates were these budding musicians, and I ran into so many of them in Minneapolis and St. Paul gigging on their own. And when I met Andy, it was just natural that when we decided to start a brewery to bring it back here to really keep that music and arts community alive, and that was really near and dear to our hearts.
Besides the beer, I think of this as sort of a community gathering place. So tell me a little Absolutely. About how that, your thoughts on that, how that evolved, and some of the events you do.
And that's exactly what we wanted to really cultivate here, is a community space. We didn't want people to pigeonhole us into a bar. We always wanted it to be a family-friendly space, so people are always more than welcome to bring their whole entire families, because that's the way that we've always grown up, is just having that tight-knit family. And we are a tight-knit family. That's who we are as people. So we wanted to bring that feeling to other people and have that engagement with the community. So when people approach me about different events or discuss things with me, I'm an open book. I'm a try anything twice kind of gal. So, you know, having Fossil Night, having a vet who wrote a book here, doing partnerships with United Way, it's all just about adding that enrichment to the community for me and for us as a family. It's just important. We want our daughter to grow up in this environment, so it's important for us to cultivate that.
The events are Tasha's forte, for sure. That's she's all about it. Yeah. I'll keep the beer flowing.
Yeah.
Hey, perfect.
Yeah. Right? And having that non-alcohol option too. And you know, when we had a big barn dance here during the winter, my discussion with the band was, let's do it when people are cooped up and they want to just get out and get that energy out. And it was so neat to see it was just the gambit of people. It was, you know, little tiny kids to elderly people, and all of them to just come out on the floor and dance together and just have this celebration it was incredible. Yeah, it gets odd sometimes because we do live music every single Saturday. So there's some Saturdays where I'll bring in a really incredible band and a dozen people show up. Or we'll have like a really kind of strange day and just the whole place is packed. We had Hobo Revival come and it was like the dead of winter. It was so miserable out and you could not move in here. It was so packed full of people. So it's just, it runs the gamut between the two extremes, but the way that I see it is that I'm going to consistently have music on Saturday regardless of attendance, because I want people to know that there's always going to be an option to see something they haven't seen before or enjoy someone in a welcoming environment.
Yeah, I think just featuring different styles of music is cool. Like, I mean, this last weekend we had a punk rock show, like post-punk heavy stuff. It was, I wish I could have been here. I was out of town, but my jams.
Yes. But it's just incredible to see the variety of people that come through here. And also the people in the community who might not know that it exists always surprises me as well. They're like, "Whoa, you do music there?" It's like, yes, every single weekend. And there's never a charge. Like, we're never going to charge a cover because that's important to us, too. We want people to just be able to come in. We don't want everyone to search their pockets for $5 or whatever. That's not important to us. What's important is having that consistency. We were actually pretty lucky in learning pretty early on what our tap room would be capable of, and we're not stretching ourselves beyond what we're feeling comfortable with. That's never going to be our idea of a successful business. So we're always just doing what we can do at capacity with what we're doing.
Tell me a little about the beer.
I always think, you know, variety is the spice of life, and I was intrigued by new styles and old styles, and I mean, really, in the spirit of things, we just added 6 more tap lines, so we have 16 beers on tap, or well, 15 beers and a kombucha right now, from Duluth Kombucha, and I love like kind of what got me into craft brewing was like hoppy beers, so I was like a hop head at heart, but not a daily hoppy drinker. Like, definitely like some lighter beers and just crushable lagers, and like, we got a new Kolsch coming out that I'm really excited for, and just like easy, simple beers, simple recipes. And then there's, on the other side of the coin, we have barrel-aged beers and more complex, smoky things, and you know, which I'm also way into. But pretty much everything that's ever on the board is something that I'm super passionate about and that I really like. There's a lot of upcoming, there's a lot of trends coming out that I always like to try new things, but if I don't like it, I'm probably not going to brew it. So sorry, Milkshake IPAs.
Makes sense.
And we stay pretty well balanced because we have our other brewer, Max, on staff too. So he brings, you know, a lot of different flavor, and he's a local boy too. So he grew up with a dad with a big brewing system in their garage. So he's very much rooted in the beer world as well throughout his life.
Yeah.
And it's same with Andy. Andy grew up with his dad homebrewing and winemaking.
You're listening to Close to Home, and I'm talking with Andy and Tasha Klockow, owners of Klockow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. When you enter the tap room, your eyes are immediately drawn to the colorful 60 by 25 foot mural that covers an entire wall.
When our architect was drawing up the design, she sat me down and she goes, "Are you worried about the big empty wall?" And I said, "No, I have an idea." So I started asking the community, and I actually went to McRosty and spoke with Chelsea Johnson, who was working there at the time, who I should get. And she hands down said, "Diamond Nispel. Talk to Diamond. She might be interested." So we brought Diamond in, and she looked at it, and she didn't faint.
Yeah.
she's like, "Okay, yeah, let's see what we can do." So she drew a to scale on a piece of paper what I explained to her. I said, "I want something that in the dead of winter, people are going to come in here and say, this is why we live in northern Minnesota. Yep. This is why we stay." I wanted it to be a scene where Andy and I are with our daughter walking along a river and having, you know, a weeping willow, which is our logo, which is near and dear to our hearts as well, walking through an autumn scene. And I think she delivered in spades.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's absolutely incredible. It just warms up the space. It's a big industrial building. You know, you can't have it be so bleak. We actually rented her a scissor lift.
Yeah.
So she would be able to do different sections because we didn't want her to work from like the top down and just get burnt out.
Yeah.
So she was able to drive it around and do different spots.
Yeah, it's cool watching it progress. You'd see like the tree trunks. I'm like, okay, like that. Okay, that's what that's happening. I'm like, where's the path and what's the, okay, that's water over there now. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a bunch of leaves now. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I was really excited to see
that ability to like not get burnt out on one spot. Because I could not imagine like trying to, over the course of 3 months, she worked probably about 3 days a week on average, probably about 5 to 10 hours a day. So it was an undertaking. All these projects that come out of the woodwork, it just really sparks ideas with people, and I think that's really exciting to have different people approach you and ask you, you know, what you're open to, and like I said, just about everything. It's just we're extremely lucky people. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think that, oh my gosh, we are so lucky.
Yeah.
Klockow Brewing Company, a community gathering place and enhancing the arts in Grand Rapids. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.